Fantastic. Wow. I am so excited. I mean, the numbers just keep coming in and everybody is just joining in. So welcome, 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 welcome. Today is Tuesday, May the 3rd, 2016. And I hope I got that right. May the 3rd, 2016. And this is the JMT Tuesday certification call. I have muted everyone, and as usual, as we normally do it on the call, when we get to the Q&A part, we'll, you know, star six, and you will have an opportunity to suddenly ask a question. So I'll say this. Good morning. Good evening. Is it good afternoon? Good evening to all my friends from around the world. I want to start by just saying how excited it is to be on this call with you. We have many, many, many new members, and I want to be the first one to welcome you to the JMT family. On behalf of John Maxwell, our president, Paul Martinelli, our vice president, Scott Fay, our entire teaching team, our office members, and everyone else who's there, we just really want to welcome you today. On behalf of our entire global JMT family, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. It is just an absolute honor to have you be a part of us. I want to say you guys are in for an amazing ride. It has been for me, and it certainly continues to just be an exciting ride. And as I mentioned to somebody as we began the call, this is one of those gifts that just keep giving and keep giving and keep giving. So what a great choice. What a great investment you've had. Welcome, and I'm sure I'll get to meet some of you as we proceeded during the Q&A. So, we'll start this. I want to start by thanking you from really the bottom of my heart for taking the time to join me on this call tonight. I want to thank our president, Paul Martinelli, for this amazing opportunity to once again come and teach on this call. My heart is truly filled with love. It overflows with joy and gratitude. I do not take this opportunity for granted. I value your time. And I'm going to make sure that we learn something tonight and we have a good time. That's typical of a call that I do. For many of you, it will be your first call. This is one of two calls offered every week on Tuesday night and on Saturday morning that you get to connect with our mentors. The typical way that the call runs is that they will teach on the front end and then do a Q&A on the back end. Today's call will be in the same format. I will share on the front end, and then I'll answer any questions on the back end. This call typically runs about an hour, but I will stay as long as it takes, and I'll stay as long as you have any questions. I'm here to serve you, and I am looking to connect with you, add value to you, and share with you what I really have in my heart and what I think would truly be give you some sort of direction. Here's what I know. The value of this call is not only who you learn from, but the value comes from you leaning in. Through your questions, we get to learn together. But the highest value is the application of what we learned today in your business or in your life. You've got to take what we're learning. You've got to apply it immediately. All right? Fair enough. Before I jump into the teaching that we are about to get on, I've spent the entire day and just you've been in my mind, and you know, I've just been thinking, you know, how do I add value to this? And I want to start. If you've noticed on some of these particular calls, our mentors have been starting with the Maxwell Leadership Value, and in my study, I study every single day. Mine comes from the book Intentional Living, Chapter 9, Page 212. And here's what it is. Anticipation is a wonderfully proactive and intentional word for seeking out significance. Anticipation is a wonderfully proactive and intentional word for seeking out significance. John teaches us that people with anticipation plan to be significant. They expect to live a life that matters every single day. They prepare to do significant acts. They position themselves physically. They position themselves mentally, emotionally, and financially to make a difference in the lives of others. This sense of anticipation draws them forward. You see, I love this because this is who we are at JMT. We are the speakers, coaches, and trainers. We want to make a difference in the lives of others. And this ties so very well with the title of our call today. So where do I start? Where do I start on my journey? I'm going to take a few minutes and let me introduce myself by sharing a little bit about me. My name's Jeru, last name is Ndiga. Again, it's N-T-H-I-G-A-H. The N's are silent. I tried to find out why, but it looks like they had a couple of extra ones, so they threw them in there, but they're silent. I'm a founder member of the John Maxwell team. I serve on the Presidential Advisory Council now for 4 years, and I'm also a 90 Days group leader. I led the Tuesday's Dream Makers group. I am an entrepreneur, and above all, I'm an avid student of human potential. I'm sure that, you know, many of you have detected by now that I have a New Jersey accent. Well, I live in New Jersey. I'm not sure whether the accent is the same, but I live in New Jersey, and I was born in Kenya. And I have lived now, end of this month is going to be 14 years in the U.S. It's been 14 amazing years in the U.S. I am an only child who was born to a very young mother, and I was raised by my grandmother. I come from very, very humble beginnings. And another way that is just to say, we were poor. We were upper poor, for lack of a better description. Yes, while we may have lacked financially, we had an overflow of love in our house. As a young man, I had three amazing and powerful role models in my life. This was my family, and that was my grandmother, my mother, and my aunt. These three women have taught me everything about life. In spite of all the financial challenges we faced, I've never forgotten that they always reminded me that I was more than my environment, that I had always the power to determine the outcome, which was always and could always be different from the environment we lived in at the time. They meant everything. When I think of who's taught me how to cook, who's taught me how to iron my clothes, and who taught me how to polish my shoes, these three women were the pillar and the foundation of my life. At the young age of 18, my life took a drastic turn when suddenly one evening my mother passed away. All my hopes and my dreams to be and do more suddenly vanished. And I had to face the harsh reality of broken dreams. And the immediate need to actually fend for myself. I was a kid, I was 18, and I had to find and be able to fend for myself the next day. But tragedy struck again. A year later, my loving auntie passed away, leaving behind 5 little kids. Those 4 girls and a boy, making me their primary caregiver at the age of 19. And I had a grandmother now that was aged. But yet again, tragedy struck again, and 2 years later, my grandmother passed away. In 4 years, I had lost every semblance of a family. And here I was, 21-year-old kid with five kids, four girls and a boy. First of all, the responsibilities. I became an entrepreneur out of necessity to survive. I had always been an entrepreneur. I had sold all sorts of things in my life, but at this point in time, I needed to feed. I needed to put food on the table. I started two companies at the point in time, and one ended up being very successful. And by the time I was 27, I had made a couple of millions. Well, they're shillings in Kenya. So a couple of millions. I had been nominated as one of the young upcoming business people in East Africa. I had represented the small business people at the United Nations conference. I had made it in any degree that you could think of. You see, I had the trappings of money. I was taking care of the kids. I had a good car. I was well-dressed. And the poor little boy now belongs to a private golf club. I mean, I had made it. But you see, here's the truth. What had really happened is that I didn't have money. Money had me. I was driven by the acquisition of more and more and more, because I had this hidden fear to make sure that I would never be poor again. But the truth is that the more I got, the less fulfilled I felt. And instead of this money being a blessing to me, it became a destruction to me. I probably, you know, truth be told, is I wasted it. I went for the little shiny object things. Things made me think that I had arrived. But then something really beautiful happened in my life. And that was the birth of my daughter. And that for me was the first big turning point for me. I knew that I had to change my life. If I was going to be the father that I had never had, if I was going to be the provider that I wanted to be, I knew I needed to change something in my life. So I decided to sell my business, and I took up an offer to manage the offices of our national airline called Kenya Airways in southern part of Africa. We lived in East Africa, so I had to move to the southern part of Africa. And specifically, I moved to Zambia and Malawi and then ended up in Johannesburg, South Africa. And while on my many trips, I picked up a book. I picked up a book called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by a guy called John C. Maxwell. Now, I'm sure some of you may have heard of this guy. I picked this book, and I probably traveled with it back and forth a couple of months. One evening in my hotel room, I'll never forget this, is in Sandton, Johannesburg, I decided that I was going to read this book. And I read the book into the night and early into the early morning. This book so impacted my thinking. It created an immediate hunger to grow in me so powerfully that I decided I was going to look for this author. I saw something different, and I decided that I was going to go and look for this author, this guy called John C. Maxwell. And I made up my mind. I said, I want to study under this guy. I want to find him, and I want to study under him. 3 months later, I quit my job, And the little savings I had, I took back home and I left for my daughter. And I left Kenya with $1,000 in my pocket, headed for America. And I was going to look for this guy called John C. Maxwell, and I was going to study under him. Now, bear in mind, I'm glad that this happened when I was much younger, because I don't know what it would be like today, but I knew that there was something, and I was not willing to compromise. I was not willing to live without knowing what was on the other side. Now, I had never been to America before. I flew to London, bought my ticket. I paid $300 from London to Atlanta. Now, you might ask, why Atlanta? Well, when I was reading the book, they said John's offices were in Atlanta. So I said, I'm going to Atlanta. I remember, you know, it's so vivid and so real for me. Remember just getting to Hartsfield Airport. I had two suitcases. I had the 21 irrefutable laws. And for the first time, I also had the Bible, because I knew that though I had not read it, I may need Jesus on this trip. So I had a Bible. And I came in, and I remember that I checked into the, most of you who probably see this, is the Best Western right across from Hartsfield Airport, and I went and I checked into the Best Western, and long story short, that was my welcome to America. Now, I had never been to Atlanta. I did not know anyone. All I knew is that I wanted, and I was looking for this guy called John. Now, I may not have the command in my time to share about the struggles and the lessons that followed that experience, but here's what happened. Eventually, I found my way to John's offices in Duluth, Georgia. I even found myself at the table, on the Equip President's Round Table. Now, to be honest with you, if you had asked me what I was doing on that table, I have no idea. But I knew that I was hungry enough to be able to find my way somehow. I probably must have said that I had a church. Please forgive me. But I found myself on the table. What I knew is that I had this burning desire to be mentored by John. Well, unfortunately, I never saw him. And every time I went to the office and I volunteered and I was there, they gave me books. And that was the first mentorship experience I had with John. 9 years later, I have continued, I've kept listening, watching, you know, reading his emails. 9 years later, I opened my email and here's an opportunity to join a new group, the John Maxwell team. And I thought, this is what I have been praying for. But again, I didn't even have the money. So I basically took my rent, and I thought to myself, well, what will the landlord do? He would probably, you know, hassle me a little bit, but by the time I'm done, I'll probably pay it. So I took my rent, and I enrolled. I took my check and I bet on me. 5 years later, I have introduced John on stage. I have done a minute of Maxwell with him. I've been on stage at training numerous times. I've shared the stage with numerous leaders. I have the opportunity to be mentored, to call John my friend, my mentor. But you know what really excites me? I'm here. I'm here with you tonight. I am here with you tonight. I don't share this to impress you, but I share this to impress upon you that your dreams are valid. You can bet on you. you can bet on you, if you can believe in the process, anything is possible. Being here with you has been a 14-year journey. It's been 14 years. And I am so humbled. I am so blessed to have this opportunity to share the next hour with you. Tonight, it's absolutely important. Tonight is special because I get to meet you. So I thank you for the opportunity to grow with you tonight. I promise you that this night will forever be etched in my heart. I have been on this journey now for 5 years. And it's been crazy good. It has stretched me. It has challenged me. And I'm sure some of you can relate to a lot of the statements that I'll be sharing with you. Now, which ones, which of these limiting statements and beliefs are yours? You see, I know a lot of us will say that, who am I to teach while I have so much to learn yet? Maybe I need to do a little bit more to get ready before I go out and teach, before I can speak, before I can coach. I feel overwhelmed. There's too much to learn on the JNT online university. You see, some will say that everybody seems to get it, but I don't. Question, how do I balance my day job and pursue my dream at the same time? How do I prioritize my time? You know, I'm a mother, I'm a father, I'm a sole breadwinner. How do I move beyond the excitement to practical application of what I'm learning? Here's a big one. How do I overcome my fear? I don't have the resources. I don't have the support. I don't have the list of people to sell to. I feel I'm far, far, far behind. I don't even know how I'm going to catch up. I have never had a business before. Where do I start? How do I stay committed to my commitment? Because life seems to happen every single day. You see, I could go on and on. But here's the good news. If there's anything out of this, it's that you're not alone. You are not alone. If you've been here for 4 years, 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, or just finished your 90 days, or just started your 90 days, or just joined today, you're not alone. Here's even better news for you. Welcome to JNT, where the comfort zone is replaced with the growth zone. No comfort zone in JNT. You're going to have to face tough questions. You see, John Maxwell teaches us that everything worthwhile is uphill. Remember, you can only go uphill intentionally. So in an effort to answer some of these limiting beliefs that we hold, I can hear this loud question that asks, so where do I start? I'm going to tell you a secret I have. I have developed a habit of capturing and writing down the wisdom nuggets from all our mentors. And I remember in a conversation with Paul McNally, our president, he said this to me. He said, there is no turning point without a starting point. There is no turning point without a starting point. Here's my desire for you. Let tonight's call be your starting point. let tonight's call be your starting point. I'll share 4 points that I want you to consider, hopefully implementing your journey from success to significance. And here's point number one. Where do you start? Claim your lane and master your topic. My goal for this call today is I want to demystify this thing. I want to make it simple. I like simple. I work from simple. I think these 4 things could help you get started. Claim your lane and master your topic. Lane, coaching, speaking, training. What topic, what are you going to teach? I think one of the biggest pitfalls that speakers, coaches, and trainers fall into is to try to be all things to everybody. When you're trying to be all things, to get good at all things, here's what happens. You end up with frustration and you're overwhelmed. You know what? Worse still, you are half-baked. You're good in many things, but you're great at none. The marketplace does not pay for average. This, for me, was a huge time waster. I tried to be everything on the menu and ended up frustrated, doing work that did not inspire me. I think the biggest lesson here is you've got to stay curious. Try it. If you don't like it, move on to the next thing. Don't get married to something. You know, like we say, it's like a buffet table. Try coaching. Doesn't work. Try speaking. Try that. And, you know, maybe some of it will be a combination. Don't get stuck. Don't try and be everything. I think one of the greatest observations you can learn from how our mentors work is they have chosen a lane. Roddy speaking, Christian's coaching, Ed is sales. And not that they can't coach you or do the other, but they've taken their best and is what they're bringing to the marketplace. Learn from that. So here are 2 questions that I think will help you in defining your lane. One is, what do I really love doing? What really excites me? And this speaks to passion. Number 2, who do I want to work with? I like working with happy, excited clients. And this speaks more than who you work with. This speaks to the investment of time and resources required for you to get good. Take the time to answer these questions because you never want to be playing for your pension. Instead, you want to be playing for your passion. Most people get up and go to work to try and get a pension at the end of it all. We are passion players. And here's what's even worse. You never want to climb the ladder only to find that you are on the wrong side. Never want to be good at what you hate. So take the time, because for you to get good, you've got to determine what you want to do and who you want to work with. If you are here to build a business or to grow or to take this back to your company, take the time to map out your growth journey. You know, I think a lot of us get lost in this whole maze and you're not sure where to go. And I'm going to attempt to give you what I think is a journey. I'm going to give you a roadmap that I think would move you forward. So if you're here to create a speaking business, how do you get from here to there? Here's an idea. You've joined us. Jump on, you want to build a speaking business? Get and learn. Go in and look at the speaker training with Roddy Galbraith. And then study the business model that works with Paul McNally. Because then you get to learn how this whole business works, how to move from a speaker to a lunch and learn to a mastermind. How do you put all this together? Then jump in and listen to, you know, the next study is sales training with Ed DeCosta. then come down to Orlando for your certification. Make sure that you're part of the amazing International Maxwell Certification. You get certified to go and teach high-quality, first-class material. And this is what, for me, makes a difference. The next thing you do is you join mentorship. Why? You get access to all our mentors. You get, I think, about another 16 hours, you get an extra 2 hours with these mentors twice a week. That is absolutely invaluable. If I was to put together the time that they come and give us, I don't think I would even afford to be able to pay them for 10 minutes. But you have time that they're committed to you. When you're in the mentorship, you join the virtual bootcamp, the virtual sales bootcamp with Ed DeCosta. It takes you through an intensive sales program that takes you from here to there, that immediately helps you get into the marketplace and position yourself. You want to become a great speaker? Then you want to join the Maxwell Magic Masterclass with Roddy Gabriel. Learn how John speaks. Roddy is an amazing teacher. I would not think of anybody who can teach speaking like Roddy has. You get into the Maxwell Masterclass. Up-level your learning as a speaker. Then you want to make sure you're on the calls with Paul McNally doing business building and mindset. We call him the assassin. He's smart. He's sharp on his feet, and he's built JMT and four other businesses into multi-million dollar businesses. You want to learn from somebody like that to tell you how to create and build a business. Finally, I would recommend that you do the leadership. Some of you will know what is happening. Scott and Melissa have come with a program where you get to build a team around you that allows you to move from me to we. To build a team like you see in John Maxwell that allows you to amplify your message, that you can take your message to a bigger space and learn to give each and every person in your team a piece that amplifies everybody. That's a clear path. So when you're talking that I don't know where, that's a path. If you're doing that, if you want to do a coaching business, jump onto the coaching training with Christian Simpson. Again, go into the business model with Paul McNally. Sales training with Ed DeCosta. Come for your certification. Join mentorship. Virtual sales bootcamp. Then Christian's got the coaching partnerships. Amazing 3 months commitment. You work one-on-one. You get to exercise. You get to coach one another. And he even has live coaching where he practically will walk you through the process and guide you to help you become a better coach. Christian's an amazing, amazing teacher. Then make sure, again, you're learning from Paul, business mindset. Then you want to go and make sure that you're learning from Scott Fay and Melissa West. How do I create a team? That's the first thing that I would do. So if you had a question, where do I start? Claim your lane, master your topic. Number two, find your audience. Know their problems. Understand their desires. Here in JMT, we have bar none, cutting edge, tested, result-producing material. John has and continues teaching this material to some of the largest corporations in the world, to governments around the world. Therefore, we know that we have great material. There's no question about it. Many gen peers, we are teaching this material in the marketplace, and every day they're producing amazing results. Here's the one biggest mistake I have seen. Biggest mistake we can do is to take the best product to the wrong marketplace or to the wrong client. Therefore, it's important that you do the following. Define your customer. Who are they? What do they do? Take the time to understand your customer. Number two, define their struggles. What are their frustrations? What is their immediate need? What are their pain points? finally, define their expectations. What's their desired outcome? What's their desired success? You see, this allows you to tailor make a solution for your clients. It allows you to maximize the resources we have here at JMT. There are amazing tools, programs, but even here's what's most important. You have mentors and mentorship. Doing this exercise and doing this work on the front end allows you to bring your best skills and talent to the marketplace. And here's what I know. Your best skills and your best talents have always a direct correlation to your income. Remember what John teaches. You know, John teaches us this. Quit telling people what you know and start asking what they know so that you can help them know what they need to know. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. People don't care to know how much you know until you know what they need. Here's what I know. Your limiting beliefs and fears have nothing to do with the marketplace reality. I say that once. Your limiting beliefs and fears have nothing to do with the marketplace reality. Understand your clients, and you will serve. You'll get work out there. You'll be able to serve people out there. You'll be able to serve your ideal client. I look back on my wall and I have this quote by Seth Godin that I hang on my wall. And it says, don't find customers for your products. Find products for your customers. We have a huge list of potential products. You can find, you can take a client through what we have and have them on your buyer's journey for a whole year. You've got to understand what they need, what are their pain points, and what they want. So if you are saying, I don't know where to start, define your audience, their problems, their desires. Point number three, serve with excellence. You see, one of the glaring distinctions between JMT and other training organizations is this embedded, this determined and intentional excellence that is there with all that we do. You see, my highest level of mentorship is modeling. I like the results our mentors are producing in their lives. I like the results that JMT as an organization is producing. Therefore, I have determined to do the same in my business. I will model the same in my business. And here's what I know. The smallest level of modeling that I have had or done or given in my business has given me an edge and allowed me to stand out in a crowded and a noisy marketplace. Every journey, if there's any of you who came in February, the training in August is going to be better than it was in February. The training next February is going to be better than it was in August. The training in August was far much more different than the first training we went to 5 years ago. It's day and night, big difference. So take model. It's not a big, but the small things. The part of mentorship for me has been observation. What are they doing? Why are they doing this? How can I take this and take it to my business? You must determine these two things. For your clients, what does excellence look like for my clients? Very, very important. What does excellence look like for my clients? Number two, how can I up-level this? How can I over-deliver in my services? Very, very important. Everything that I have learned and seen that we, this will use, it's intentional. But if you're like me, and you want to serve with excellence, and this is the place where the perfection syndrome gets you. This is where it gets me. I want to get it right. Here's a big lesson. You must always stay fluid. You must always stay open to change. You must be always seeking to up-level everything that you're doing. I have not forgotten a conversation or lesson that Paul Martinelli taught me probably, you know, maybe 2 years ago. And he said this, the goal is always to first get functional and then go for perfect. See, I've always gone for perfect and hope it works functionally. And that was all wrong because I get stuck. He said, the goal is always to get functional and then go for perfect. You see, I'm sure most of us can relate to this syndrome, and very soon it gets you stuck. I don't know where I read this, and it's stuck in my mind, and it said this. The memory of bad quality lasts longer than the shock of high prices. The memory of bad quality lasts longer than the shock of high prices. You stand out in the marketplace because of the quality of the material that you have. You stand out in the marketplace because of the highest level of preparation that you do. You stand out in the marketplace because of your unmatched excellence, my friends. Always serve with excellence, and you will never sell again. Price never becomes an issue when value is noted. Well, where do I start? So with excellence. The fourth and the final lesson for me today is more of a question. And the question is how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? In the book Think and Grow Rich, and specifically in the chapter of desire, Napoleon Hill teaches something that I have taken to heart, and this is what he says. There is a difference between wishing for a thing and being ready to receive it. No one is ready for a thing until he believes he can acquire it. The state of mind must be belief, not merely hope or wish. Open-mindedness is essential for belief. Closed minds do not inspire faith, courage, or belief. But this is what I love. He says, remember, no more effort is required to aim high in life, to demand abundance and prosperity than is required to accept misery and poverty. Wow, wow, wow. No more effort is required to aim high in life, to demand abundance and prosperity, than is required to accept misery and poverty. What have you accepted? Have you accepted misery and poverty? Or have you accepted abundance and prosperity? Remember, belief drives our behavior, and we always face the direction of our faith. Misery and poverty. Abundance and prosperity. You know, we know that the greatest gap in life is the gap between knowing and doing. So my question is this. Does your big book reflect your priorities? if I was to ask for your dead book, can I see where your time and your focus is? Question is, how bad do you want it? Are you betting on you? Paul says, you know, take your chips and throw them into the casino of life and bet on you. Does your journey of growth amplify the commitment to your dream? Are you serious about this? How bad do you want it? You see, I know that most people suffer from the obesity of ideas and opinions. But most are anemic to focused, intentional action. Most people suffer from the obesity of ideas, shiny object syndrome, this and that and the other and the new thing and the shiny and the different options. But they are anemic, focused, intentional action. So let me tell you what betting on you looks like. You work hard. You work hard at every level of this journey. You keep your words to yourself. You keep your commitment to yourself. You determine to get good first. And you know what? That requires you to get started now. Not 91 days after you started. Not after now. You figure this thing out. That's the only way you learn. I look back at my first mastermind. I'm going to be honest with you. I would not have paid me. But I didn't know. And if I had not done that, I would not have this conversation with you today. Get into mentorship. This for me has been an absolute game changer. An absolute game changer. I am on this call because I have utilized mentorship. You want to learn from people who are producing results today, current. They don't teach us from what they read or what they saw or what happened when Jim Rohn was alive. This is now. They're building, they're creating results today. You get to see what they're trying in their business. You get to see, if you are here, you will see it just unfold. Now, you've got to be patient. For this journey is not a sprint. This is a marathon. This is a marathon. You've got to be patient. You've got to have grace in yourself. I know that was the hardest part for me because I am my own self-worst critic. You've got to have grace. It's going to take time. Be intentional about it. Finally, have fun. Enjoy this thing. I mean, I couldn't think of a better place or better thing to be doing other than this call. This is heaven. I love it. I love the idea of getting up every morning. I'm adding value to people. I'm changing lives. Get engaged in the process. Bet on you. Bet on your dream. You know, it's time that you quit modeling struggle and mediocrity. Quit being the excuses. Everything else that you want is just past the push. I know you were created for a purpose. I know that you have a purpose. Here's what is the truth, is that all things have conspired to have you here, and it's now your job to stay in your imagined future. That's the work we've got to do. We've got to keep being and reaching into this amazing emerging future. Here's what I know for a fact. John believes in you. Komatneli believes in you. Strakfei believes in you. Roddy Galbraith believes in you. Melissa West believes in you. Christian Simpson believes in you. And you know why I can say this? Because they believe in me. They believed in me. They believe in me. I believe in you. Do you believe in you? Do you believe in you? I don't have, again, the command in my time to teach. I could, you know, I could teach and we could go at this the whole night. But here's four things that I think that were important. Claim your lane, master your topic. Define your audience, their problems, and their desires. Number three, serve with excellence. Number four, stay hungry. How bad do you want it? Go for it. You belong to the world's best leadership, speakers, coaches, trainers, organization in the world. Three things that you must do tonight. John teaches us about the ACT. A is action. What action will you take immediately? So the value of this call is what action you take from what we learn. C is change. What will you change immediately? Teach. What have you learned tonight that you can teach someone else? My goal on this call was to put the cookies on the bottom shelf, to give you a roadmap to consider. My goal was to encourage you, was to celebrate you, was to help you make this a starting point. I honestly hope that this was of value to you. I think you can answer the question, I know where to start. I thank you from the depth of my heart for the opportunity to have lived my dream for the last almost hour, to live my highest calling. I thank you. I love you. Thank you very much. That's the end of our teaching call. I'll open the line for Q&A. Star 6, any questions, anywhere that I can serve you, I can add value to you, just jump onto the call. I'll be glad to answer any questions. Hey, Maribel.
Hi. Hi. I'm from Boston. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to thank you. This was an amazingly incredible call. I'm so glad I hopped on tonight. Because, I mean, I guess the takeaway is focus, be intentional, take action, and that's how you anticipate greatness in your life. Love it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Go make the difference.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Good night. I have 266666. Hi, how are you?
Good, and you? I think you're great.
I am good.
Still this is Estella.
Estella, how are you?
I'm doing very well, and I'm so happy that I listened to your call. Thank you so much for, you know, like making it simple. Thank you so much. My question would be like, I'm getting all the notes and you're saying, well, play your lane. That's what you said, right?
Correct.
Sometimes I don't get very good audio. So if I think my strength is more towards public speaking, I still need to start with the masterminds, right? To get good.
Absolutely.
Or to get confident.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that masterminds are one of the most powerful tools that we have, because in masterminds you are speaking, you are teaching, you are almost coaching in the same process. I think masterminds are powerful because it allows you to help build a community, a tribe for you, helps you practice, helps you build a business where you can actually take people through, you know, from one product to the other. Masterminds are a feeder into different places. If you wanted to coach, you out of masterminds, you'll get people who want to be coached, who want to go into a deeper dive with you. So absolutely, I think, you know, masterminds for me have been the most valuable investment of my time.
Okay. Yeah, because like you said, you know, like, well, now that you say we just focus on one, because, see, I thought the kind of the thing or the next thing to do would be coaching, you know? And then I'm like, or also because I kind of think I have a little bit of strength in the speaking area.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, well, maybe my high energy, you know, my high energy and the excellent content for now, you know, would get me started, you know, with that. And then I thought of focusing on coaching, but then it's a lot, right? It's a lot to do, and then I get overwhelmed.
Well, but like I said, don't get overwhelmed. Remember that I said this is a trial.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can tell you, I started coaching. I've been through the coaching. I've been through the different
uh-huh.
levels. But I had to go in and find my sweet spot. And
mm-hmm.
the only way you can do that is try it on.
Okay.
You know, you want to speak,
yeah.
take the time to study Christian if you want to coach, and then try it on. See, do I like it? Does it excite me? Is this something that I want to do? Now, Go ahead.
Because it doesn't really, but see what he says, you know, I kind of think, or this is what I've been hearing, that true change happens when through coaching, you know? And I really want people to have this change, even though I don't see myself, you know, I don't see myself come alive coaching, but I do on, like, connecting with people through training. But then I do want people to have change, so then I'm like, okay, I need to do this, even if I don't think.
Do you think? I mean, I still think. I mean, I've used some of the principles I've learned from Christian, but I'm not coaching. But I come alive when I speak. So so take your legs, get into speaking, and see it. I think speaking excites me. It's just the dexterity, the lessons to learn. It's exciting for me.
It just is very choppy there.
It is exciting for me. So, again, try it on. The key lesson here is don't jump around, because, like you said, once you jump this and you want to learn this and all that, you get overwhelmed. All this material is not going anywhere. It will be here, and you just want to take, you know, bite by bite. Take this, try it on, learn it, understand it, because at the end of it all, you don't want to learn a little bit of speaking and a little bit of coaching, and you're not good in either.
Yeah.
So,
are you okay with your business and your focus on training, and you don't, or you do little coaching and that's fine with your
I love speaking and I'm fine with it. When you understand, like I said, when you understand how to take your passion and your business and your speaking, and then understand how to build a business model around it, each of those lanes. I mean, Roddy's not hungry; he's a speaker. John's not hungry; he's a speaker. Right?
That's great. Okay.
So,
well, thank you so much for sharing.
Wow,
I'm so thankful I was here.
I'm glad you did come. Thank you.
I'm glad you was.
I appreciate you.
So,
Leonard.
Yes. Good afternoon, noon, everybody.
Hi.
My question to you, sir. First of all, I want to just encourage you. You were so encouraging to me tonight on what you was teaching, and I'm grabbing hold to it, but I have a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
Okay. I understand you told us to choose our lane. My lane is lining up with speaking.
Okay.
Okay. So you also told us to target our audience. Now,
okay.
How do I do that? I just moved to a new place, you know,
okay.
So most of my friends are away. So how do I target my audience and grab them in to allow, how do I get them to buy in to what I'm doing now?
Well, so it goes back to the same things that I said. You want to find out who you want to speak to. I know that, for example, there are people who are speakers and all they target is they want to speak in universities. They like speaking to college kids, right?
Right.
So if you pick that, for, I'm just going to use that as an example, then you want to go into that arena and find out, you know, who are the speakers there? What do they speak about? How do you get into that speaking circuit? What can you bring to the table that would be different? What are they looking to hear? And then you target yourself to that market. Now, how do you do that? Then it goes back to when I talked about you getting into the sales. You how do you get into the next sales organization? You know, BNIs, or how do you get yourself known within your community so that you are a speaker that is known. How do I, you know, go and speak at the Rotary? I speak at the Rotary. I speak at the Kiwanis. I've spoken at my Toastmasters. I've spoken at my Chamber of Commerce. And out of those, some of those opportunities have come. I have partnered with people. I have spoken in different places where other JMPers are involved. So I think if you're in a new place, take yourself into the arena where you are introducing yourself into the business community, but also define who you want to speak to. Define so that you can understand what is their need, you can understand what is their frustration, what is their concerns, what do they want to achieve.
Okay, I hear you. I'm a retired soldier, so do you think that would be the arena I should target? Because I'm being
well,
a soldier. Go ahead, sir.
No, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
No. Finish your question.
Oh, I'm sorry. We kind of broke up there. So do you think I should target that audience first and spread out, or?
Who do you want to speak to in the military community?
Right. The leaders.
Okay.
The backbone of the army.
I mean, I could think of you have history. You've served in the military, so you have a commonality. You have a common language. You know how they operate. You probably know some of their concerns. You probably know some of areas where you can add value to them. It's a community that you already know.
So start where I am. Start with what's already in my hand. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And there's a huge military community inside JMT. You could almost post anything and you'll find somebody who's in the military, who's retiring, who's doing something in the military, where you can now start exchanging ideas and be able to see, oh, this is what they're doing. So maybe I can do something like this, or this is a different idea. There's a gazillion military people on the JMT.
Okay, good. One last question. Do you
sure.
think that I should go ahead and get my website started, or should I wait until after certification in August?
And when you're talking about the website, you're talking about the JMT website?
You know, the one that comes up that we have already bought into? Yes.
I would absolutely do it.
Go
you
ahead and
be,
do it. Before.
Absolutely. You want to be able to go and give a card and say, this is who I am, and I'm part of the John Maxwell team, and you can find me on my website, and you know, it gives you that level of credibility. And that's why I say I would do it. Go right ahead and do it.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for being on the call. Hey, Richard.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you, my friend?
I am doing excellently tonight, and I just wanted to take the opportunity to express to you how much I appreciate your time, your words.
Well, thank you.
The passion and the way you told your story and the things you said tonight, those 4 points you made, they really impinged upon me. And I feel so inspired. And some of the thoughts that were running through my head today, I took some wonderful notes. And I'm so excited to move forward you really have a special gift with your words, and I could really hear you loud and clear. So I just want to thank you one more time.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for blessing me with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
And you too, sir. Thank you. And I have a number ending with 9207. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello? Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, great. I'm just wanting to say thank you so much for your transparency and the deposit that you've made tonight. I am so impacted. And yes, those four takeaways, I made a ton of notes here, but claim your lane, master your topic, serve with excellence, and how badly do you want it? Awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. What's your name?
James Nelson.
James Nelson. Thank
you. Short.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bless you.
You too. I have a wireless caller, 5966. Can you hear me?
Hi, this is Maricela. How are you?
Hey, Maricela. How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
Today is I am going into a new area, and as I'm talking to people, one of the biggest things that they're sharing with me is negative experiences with previous coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, I want to show up differently. My emphasis is really on the leadership development, the talent management. So just how do you respond when somebody gives you, oh, well, so-and-so is not the greatest, and, you know, we've been burned and that sort of thing. So I just want to get some feedback on how you differentiate yourself from all the other coaches that have been in the area that have done things that, you know, don't necessarily have integrity. So how do you respond to that?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I wish I could have a better answer, and this because I've been faced with the same situations in the marketplace. And I'll be honest with you, the thing is, I will say is that, you know, all experiences are not the same, and I cannot speak for any other person's experience. But I always go back to the same focus of what are you really committed to? Are you committed to the story and what happened to you with the other coach, or are you really committed to getting some results in your life? If you're committed to getting results in your life, then I'm the person to do it. I you know, you can't speak on behalf of what happened. You don't know them, and you really should not be speaking on behalf of anyone. But I think that if you can clearly define, understand in that whole, whatever their experience, they're telling you something that they would like to get done. And if you can zero in on that, I think, to me, my question has always been, you know, what are you committed to? You know, at some point in time, are you committed to being right, or are you committed to getting results? And if you would like to produce results, I'm the person to help you. And part of that, I know that, you know, giving them an experience, giving them a coaching experience, one first free coaching experience where they can actually get to see your quality of work, get to see how you coach, and explaining to them how it is, for me has worked in a situation where somebody actually came back and said, oh, well, you sound like you know what you're doing, and we've built a relationship from that.
Okay. That's perfect. That's a good way for me to position myself and make me a little bit different.
Guys. Yeah, I don't think you're, you know, necessarily responsible. Well, you're not. It's not even necessarily. You're not responsible for their past experiences. And you know, even in my journey as I've met and gone to clients and been out there, no matter how thin the slice is, there are two sides of it. And there are coaches who just don't connect with people. And there are people who say they have a wrong experience out of coaching because they didn't put the required effort to maximize that relationship. So I don't get into the whole fiasco of what happened and all that. I try to remain focused on what is it that you want, and I know that I can help you go to the next level and schedule them for a free trial and take it from there.
Okay, perfect.
All right?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And I have a 0444 number.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for all the insight today.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. I'm going to use myself as the example. So mm-hmm. I absolutely know which lane I want to go forth with in my John Maxwell journey. So I know that without a doubt. But my internal dialogue, for instance, tells me, okay, it's not going to be the speaking lane because I do have, my internal dialogue's telling me, is it because of fear that I'm not going to pursue that speaking lane because of coming out of my comfort zone, of being fearful of speaking in public and all of that good stuff. So do you then pursue it to get out of your comfort zone or abandon it because it's not your passion? Because how are you going to know if you're passionate about it or not if you, and when I say you, I mean referring to myself,
sure.
to know if you can get good at it. Because, you mentioned to, instead of doing all the things and just being good, focus on the one lane and be really great at it. And I know the lane that I want to go to, but I also think I want to push myself to take the leap into exploring whether or not I can be good at speaking rather than just abandoning it because I feel fearful of it. So right now it's not a passion.
Well, no. You're confusing the two. So you want to pursue it. Does the potential of speaking excite you?
Hello?
Does the potential of speaking excite you?
It scares me.
Well, if it didn't scare you, then it's not big enough.
Okay.
Right? And here's also the other thing is, I can absolutely tell you that you've got to start bad to get good. The idea and this fear is an aspect of comparison. So you look at all these other guys and they seem to be so polished and they sound like they've figured it out. But what you don't realize is they've been at this game for years.
Right.
For the longest time, I would jump on the call and I'll never forget this. And here's our challenge. We are being mentored by people at their highest level. So when you are talking of speaking, you're seeing John, you're seeing Paul, you're seeing Ed, you're seeing Kristen, but what we haven't looked at is Paul's been at this game for 20 years. John's been at this game for 40 years.
That makes sense,
You're seeing them at their best today.
Yeah.
But the only way you can get there is start. Like I said to you, I remember my first mastermind. And I actually, this is interesting. I charged for my first mastermind. And there's two things why the reason I charged for it. One, I needed to believe that somebody could pay me. That was an issue of my own self-belief.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to know that somebody could find some sort of value and pay me. So it was a small figure. It was only $49, but I needed them to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I realized that if they paid me, I'd work a little harder. And I've been to speaking engagements where it cost me more than they paid me. So it wasn't about the money. I needed to know that they actually wrote me a check. I didn't care how much it was. That they actually found value in me and they wrote me a check and I went and I spoke. Now, most of those times when I left there, I really, really knocked myself and I thought, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that, I could have done this. But that's the value of mentorship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you are in mentorship, you keep coming. You send in your video, you start working on something. Majority of us who can say we've been on stage or numerous times of training, majority of us who can go out and speak, if you saw our first videos, if you saw our first speaking, and even now, I'm still learning. I still want to grow. I still want to get to the same place. So, I think you've just got to decide, this is what excites me, and this is what is interesting. I went through that journey, and for me it wasn't even the fear of not being able. I hadn't figured out, how do I make a living doing this?
Yes.
So I went all over doing all these other things because somebody had told me, oh, if you do this, you can get money here. And I was just, I was building my business out of scarcity. And it took me a long time to get back to, I really love doing this. I can spend the day and the night and learning and sleep and watch and see how these people are doing this. Then I needed to learn, okay, so I can take this speaking. How do I take it and get paid to do it?
Mm-hmm.
What can I take? What can I teach? And let's say you go out and do the lunch and learns. You go out and do your masterminds. And that practice gives you confidence. And I'll be honest with you. You put the work in it, you have the best coach that you could think of.
Right, yes.
So just take it. To be honest, step into it and run with it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's just been inspiring listening to you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I bless you.
Thank you.
Hey, Christopher. Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
Yes, this is Shirley Smith. I'm calling from California. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Just really wanted to tell you that I really love the whole training tonight. I am very new. I just started as of Friday of last week. So I have a more simple question, and it's about the system here. I'm on trying to pick out courses for the rest of the 90-day period, and I'm curious as to whether or not you're teaching any more of the Tuesday night courses. I see Dream Makers, where I think that has ended, but I don't see other courses listed here.
Yes, I have ended my cycle. And until it typically goes into the next cycle until we get onto the next cycle when I can put in we can put in the next group. At this point in time, I'm focused on an assignment that we have. So I haven't really picked up a date, but here's my suggestion. Jump into the next one that is available that is starting now and get plugged in. I think it is the most important first step because it allows you to understand the material that we have. It gives you a better picture of how to move from point A to B. It gives you an idea of how to build a business or learn and take this back to your business, to your church, to your organization. It is the most fundamental place. So unfortunately, as much as I don't have a group, don't wait for a group. Just plug into the next immediate group. The gentlemen and ladies that are teaching the 90 days are just fabulous.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, I thought maybe I didn't understand the system, but I guess I am getting it.
Yes, sure. The key is this is, you know, as I say, don't linger out. When you join, the key is to jump right into it. The key is to jump and get into the next group and start working your dreams. Start betting on yourself. I mean, I always say this, once you've made this commitment, you might as well run with it. You might as well take every step. And everything that you need to be successful has already been done. When we started, there was no 90 days. When we started, there was no the structure that is there. So you literally, I mean, you'll find marketing material. You'll find lunch and learns. You'll find participant binders. You can jump in and in the next 2-3 weeks, you should be able to be doing a mastermind group.
Okay. I have started watching the mastermind videos, so they're very helpful.
Amazing.
Okay.
So think through it. Just like I said, try it, fit it, see it, play with it. And again, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Okay. And one thing I will say, I really loved how you used your personal story. It was so captivating. And then to go into how we can move forward. So that was just outstanding. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And welcome to the team.
Thank you.
We hope to see you in August.
Yes, I will be there.
Okay, wonderful. Reach out and introduce yourself.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Patricia?
Hello?
Hey, Wright. What's up?
Hey, this is James Keith. I go by my middle name, Keith.
Oh,
how you doing?
And it says Patricia on the.
Oh, that's my wife's name.
I was gonna say, man, you do sound like Patricia with a bass now.
Okay.
What's up?
No, that's my wife pays the phone bill. So, okay. I just wanted to thank you for your time and. You kind of answered my question because I was wondering, should I be in more than one course or just take the 90-day course? Because I see it goes.
Are you in the 90 days right now?
Huh?
Are you in the 90 days?
Yes, I'm in the 90 days. I think it's Chris and a young lady.
Chris Robinson?
Yeah. I think
amazing guys. Amazing. You're in a good team.
I start with that Thursday. So I was just wondering, is it take one course at a time or can you do two? What do you think?
It's a weekly study
right.
for 13 weeks. And every week you get to, you'll understand the John Maxwell philosophy. There's going to be a week you'll do masterminds, you'll do lunch and learns, you'll do the speaking lane, you'll do the coaching lane. So it gives you a very broad perspective of all the lanes, introduces you to the different mentors. It introduces you to the material, the videos, and the teaching and the training that is available on the online university. And then, you know, like I say, this first 90 days really is foundational, and I think you want to invest the time. Like I said earlier on, take every single step of this journey seriously and intentionally because everything builds on the other.
Right.
When you understand it at this level, when you start picking your lane and choosing, you know, like I say, just try it on. You know, go on and listen to Christian. You know, who do you connect with? Do you like this? Do you like that? And it will evolve. It will evolve.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you and thank you. God bless.
I appreciate you. Thank you. God bless, my friend. Thank you very much. Wonderful. Any other questions? Notice that I think a couple of the people that are here have already asked a couple of questions. I want to honor you. It's going to 9:30. I will do a countdown. Then we have Perez. That's it? Yep, sorry. No, that's right. Hey, Perez. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? We'll come back to you. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Giroux.
Buddy.
Wanted to congratulate you. It was just an incredible evening and a great inspiration to so many of us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Everything is well?
Oh, everything is just great, and it was just great hearing you tonight, and, you know, your passion and your delivery was just right on, and I know you were a blessing to many people, as you are to the Tuesday Night Dreammakers.
Paul, thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for taking the work. Thank you for applying it and being in the game, and I appreciate more than anything else that we have continuously kept in touch, and you are playing full out. So that's what you need to do, and you are truly hungry for it. So congratulations.
I thank you, and you're my leader.
appreciate you. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Han?
Hi, yes. This is Summer Hahn.
Hey, son. How are you?
I'm in San Diego. Good. Really great. It's been very lovely getting to know you this evening and hearing your story. I've started preparing a little bit on my speech for the August meeting, and I know I'm supposed to include some of my story in the midst of planning, and I love the way that you wove your story into this evening. Do you have any advice for me on how to do that?
You know, I think that the 5 minutes, the easiest story for you would always be a personal story. It was easy for me to tell the story tonight because it was a personal story. It was my story. So I think at the end of it all, you want to start with the end in mind. What do you want the people on the table to learn about you? What do you want them to take away?
Okay.
And then find a story. And considering that I had almost 15 minutes to create the story and to share the story, you have 5 minutes, and you want to be able to have been done, you know, about 4 minutes and 35 seconds you want to be winding down.
Okay.
So the beauty about the five-minute story is that then you have to really take away what is not necessary. That's why you really have to focus on the story. But what has worked for me, and I know that is always start with the end in mind.
Okay.
What do you want the people on the table to learn, to know, to remember?
Mm-hmm.
I have done them now. I think I've probably been, this is my eighth or ninth training, and we do them. But, you know, I've done different ones in between. But I think the very first one I shared was, I think I introduced myself, and I think my topic was, I don't run. Just because I'm Kenyan, I don't run. Which is a fact. I couldn't run to save my life, but remember, I mean, just like you, they remembered it. They always, you know, they always remembered it. So again, it's fun. It's not serious. It's find something. I have done crazy moments. I have shared from mistakes. I've shared from ahas. And some I've just introduced. I've said, you know, who am I? I realized I had an opportunity. I remember at one point in time, people who did not know much about Africa, did not know much about Kenya, and I took an opportunity to say who I am, where I'm from, and a little bit about Kenya.
Okay. So I guess I'd like your advice on, typically, just as is the way of the culture, sometimes people might look at me and draw a conclusion based on my hair color or size or any other asset about my personality and think that my life has been just peachy,
right.
Whereas it has been very, very full of loss and some very serious dynamics have happened, losing my father at 3 and my mother at 12. Do you think that
Sorry
would be
that.
Appropriate to talk about?
That's your story.
Yes, it is.
I know one thing for sure. I have, you know, even though I've had the challenges and having had to grow up very young and having, you know, I could pick a gazillion of things I wish I could have done and I didn't do. And there is also a really beautiful part of my life. I have come and lived, I've found a life, I've created a life for myself. I just got married to the most amazing, beautiful woman about 4 weeks ago. You know, so I have beauty stories, and I realize that in different places I have different facets of my story.
Yes.
So I am, those experiences, those defining moments for me are important, and it's not necessarily because I want to relive them, but I can tell you that my fears, my inadequacies, I was not good enough to have gone into college because, well, I couldn't afford it. My all these other stories that came by that I have had to struggle with were built out of my loss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's my story.
So it's all relevant, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
It all has validity and importance. And okay.
Absolutely. And I can tell you that if you saw me, you would think it was peachy too.
Thank you.
You will not see the color of my hair because I'm bald, but I mean, yeah, you know.
That's great. Yeah. Well, I think that's really what I would like them to come away with, is what you see isn't always what you get, and what is behind the person is oftentimes very different than what you imagine.
Do you think that people would relate to that?
I really do.
I think about everybody, right?
Yes.
And then, you know, you can take that and you know, you've got to be free from other people's opinion, because guess what? People have an opinion, whether they saw your hair, whether they did not. They always have an opinion.
Yes. Yes.
So, I mean, you can take that so many different ways.
True.
And I think, you know, what is most important is we would love to meet you.
Thank you. And I'm excited to meet the others and hear their stories as well. So.
Absolutely. Have fun with it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time and have a great evening.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. Angela.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Thank you, my dear. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Always good to listen to you. It's such a pleasure.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for being on the call.
Absolutely. It has inspired me, as always.
This sounds like a reunion of our JMT family.
It is.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say, just with the last caller, you know, that was great, and I think that the conclusion that she came to of what you see is not always what you get, and or that kind of thing, I think is going to be great for her to use. But also was just going to mention that, you know, from my experience of having been through two live events now, that people talk about all different things, yes, pertaining to their story and their life, but, you know, some will make you laugh, some will make you cry.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was kind of funny that you mentioned about the Kenyan and not running, because actually my story, my end, which I wanted to present at my first live event, was I wanted to motivate and inspire other people to run a half marathon. Or, you know, some distance race, whatever it was that they wanted to do. Fortunately, my people said I did that. So I felt like I succeeded, but so I just think it was kind of funny that my story was about running. But that's my passion. You know, that's something that I'm passionate about. So anyway, you know, I just kind of wanted to reiterate that what you said is absolutely true. Start with the end. What do you want them to know? What do you want them to take away or gain from it and build from that, and whatever your story is, you know, is definitely great. So I just wanted to kind of say that's a right way to go.
Thank you, and congratulations. I see you leaning in and building it day by day and stretching day by day. So we are celebrating you.
Thank you. I did have I did want to tell you just one other thing. I have one question that I am going to pose for you, and that is just that when I do listen to you, I am inspired by you, and so I am grateful for being on the team with you, and knowing you personally is a blessing to me.
Thank you.
Even for just from this call, thank you, but even being on this call with you, I have gained more clarity and direction, and even, you know, you answered one of the questions that you kind of posed to me pre-call in that. You know, I think that this has even helped me to come to clarity on which lane I am best suited for. And so I'm grateful for that as well. Question I was just going to ask you is mastermind-wise, this is probably out there somewhere. I'm sure it's been spoken about. But the question that came to my mind as I was listening tonight was, how many people would you say is the most that you would want to have in a mastermind?
I'll tell you this: if you're doing a virtual mastermind, I would say you could easily get to a good solid maybe 18 people. Because remember, you want to give people time to be able to do Q&A. If you're doing a face to face mastermind,
yeah.
I think anything between 10, 12 would be a good number.
Okay.
Then everybody gets to participate.
Yeah.
Right. And remember that you have them maybe, what, 90 minutes? So if you're going to have them that period of time, you want to teach and be able to have and allow people to ask questions in between. So, I don't try to go beyond 12 when I'm doing face-to-face. But I know that I have done, you know, just like this, we had a couple of hundred people on the call. But
right.
Because it's virtual, I can teach and still have you start six and I can answer the question. So, which to me was a difference. I could take more when you're doing virtual, but when I'm doing face-to-face, I try to maximize maybe 12.
Okay. That helps. I'm just, you know, if you want to be a thinking partner for a second, I won't take up too much more time, but I'm trying to decide how to impact the most amount of people with some of the material with intentional living. I don't know how much you've seen or how much we've had a chance to discuss, but, you know, I'm working up a proposal for the hospital that I work with. And,
okay.
you know, one of the options is, okay, let's say we touch every single person on our staff. What's your proposal? And so I'm thinking, okay, what's the best way to go about that? Obviously, me being one person, I mean, granted, I can bring in a team of people, but what might be my best way to go about that? So I was just trying to think, you know, as a mastermind, I mean, that's certainly one option, but that's not going to be quick to touch every person.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, you touch everybody one person at a time.
Of course.
Now, again, here's where your challenge is when you are looking at an organization like this, there's not any one point in time that everybody is going to be stopped and necessarily just coming to learn from you.
Right.
So you could either create different segments. You can do either like a morning and an evening, or you find a schedule where you can actually have different teams come in at different times when you're dealing
sure.
with a large number. Because there's not any one single time that the hospital is going to tell you, okay, here's 200 people, let them come
oh,
and sit
yeah.
with you. You know,
no,
so.
Well, they
I
might,
think,
that's possible. You might get 200 at a time, but not necessarily likely.
Sure.
But we do for some of our meetings.
Yeah. So great. I mean, again, this is the personal growth. I think find a medium that works for the hospital and works for you.
Right. Right.
I know that I'm doing something now with intentional living, and one of the ways that we've done is the company cannot give me everybody together. So instead of me doing one call, I'm doing two calls. So we found a way that certain people will come on a morning call, and I'll do an
mm-hmm.
evening call, and I don't do them on the same day. So that gives me also that break. I do one on
right.
Monday, and then I do the other one on Thursday. So just be flexible. I mean, for the opportunity to train such a huge group, be
right.
flexible. Secondly is, you know, if you have an opportunity for, you know, half day or 3-hour trainings, you can do them over, you know, over the next 3-4 months.
Right, right, for sure.
They can jump in and you do like a Saturday morning, 8 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it over the next 4 weeks or 5 weeks or, you know,
mm-hmm.
next 2-3 months. That would be another way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That helps for sure.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Absolutely. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Hey, Terrence.
Hey, Jeru. How you doing?
I'm good. Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, man. I just wanted to stay on the line and say from one bald brother to another brother in New Jersey. I absolutely appreciate you teaching from your heart tonight. It was felt, it was received, and it's made an impact, man. So just know that you've made a positive deposit here.
Well, thank you. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. I hope that it inspires you to get rolling, to get running, and take advantage. I mean, you're in the best team, best organization in the world.
Absolutely. I believe it. And I think, you know, analysis paralysis is something we all get to keep in the forefront of our mind, because it can be the deception that undermines everything we're trying to do.
That is very true. And the only way to beat that is to just get in the game.
Exactly. Exactly.
There is absolutely. I'll tell you that the net that has been created out of being a part of this team is there is absolutely nothing. And I'm yet to see anything that anybody will go through or will encounter that the 10,000 of us have not gone through in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason you can get stuck is because you did not ask. If you jump out and jump onto a call with the mentors, if you jump out and put the question on your Facebook or you ask your 90-day group leader, there's absolutely no way that you will not get assistance, help. And I know that, you know, I paralysis of analysis is for the longest period of time was my middle name.
I guess our parents gave us the same middle name.
I think so. You know, there's a couple of us out there, you know, so and I think it's all, you know, and that's one of the reasons that, you know, even in today's call, the truth of the matter is keep this thing simple. I mean, honestly, follow the system, keep it simple, and realize that you're going to keep learning. You're going to keep learning. And if you keep stepping out, you keep adjusting yourself, you keep adjusting yourself, and, you know, you find your swing, you find your flavor. If anybody had told me 2 years ago that I would be doing this call, I would think whatever you're taking is not legal. Whatever you're taking is not available and is illegal.
Yeah.
So, you know, have fun, man. Get into the game and stay in there. Just keep plowing. You know, keep plowing. And I can tell you, if I was to look at the failures and the mistakes and all that stuff that I have had to go through, I've always known that I can come back with no judgment, with no absolutely with no judgment, and I can, you know, I can come back and jump on the call, and I'll speak to a mentor, and they'll lovingly advise me and kick me on my behind and get me back into the game again.
Yes.
But anytime I have been out, I have been in my head.
Exactly. So, the cohort is very strong and it's very encouraging. And between the calls and the Facebook page, I mean, the buffet has been set.
Yeah.
If you die of starvation, that's really your doing.
That's it.
So thanks again, brother. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Thanks for taking the time to jump in. And we have Alicia.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to say thank you for adding so much value tonight. It was very powerful. It was received. And I also wanted to say congratulations on your next chapter in your life. You said you just got married, right?
Yes, I did. I did. Thank you very much. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. I am glad to hear who's calling.
And thank you for giving us so many nuggets. They were powerful.
Oh, wonderful. Now use them, right? That's a deal.
Absolutely. Learn and apply.
Are you? When did you join the team?
I joined the team March the 28th.
March the 28th. Oh, this is around the corner, just the other day, right?
Yes, it's been maybe a month and a half. I am going to do a lunch and learn on Monday.
Wow.
So it'll be my first one. I'm just trying to, I know that you get good as you do it, but I want to, is there a way that I can learn how to structure my speech?
There is stuff on the website. Are you in a 90-day group? Have you joined a 90-day group?
Yes, I have.
What group are you in?
I am in Wisdom Wednesday.
Who's leading that?
Dexter Godfrey, Sherry Riley, and Mel Holton.
I can tell you Dexter and Sherry Riley are phenomenal speakers. They you know, you want to jump in and tap into their wisdom. They've both been on stage numerous times, great speakers. But, again, you can see if you go into the online university and go under Lunch and Learns and also going through the videos with Roddy, gives you, you know, huge variety and ideas on how to structure yourself. But again, this is one of the things that I talk about, the value of the mentorship, the value of Tuesday's calls, the value of Saturday's calls are not about you just listening. I think when you are in the game, you want to jump in when the mentors are there and ask, hey, you know, this is what it is. Otherwise, you become a phone junkie.
Okay.
Everybody just becomes a consumer. So you want, as long as you're in the game and you're learning something, then, you know, jump out when Roddy's there. So I wanted to just reach out to your 90-day leader, and he will definitely point you out in the right direction depending on where you are. But there is material on Lunch and Learns. You want to look at Roddy's videos on speaking.
I have been. I've been following the business plan, and I think it's called the business plan. And
business plan that works.
Yes, that one.
Great, okay. Great material. I think that's amazing when teaching from Paul. I love it. I probably spent about a month and a half just studying that chart.
Okay, I've been listening and writing down what I learned from it. So my takeaways
yeah.
is what I'm looking for. But yeah, I've been writing everything down, and I actually been just, you know, reflecting on what I've heard and what I've read. So I've been going back and forth with that as well.
Wonderful. All right. Good. Please, and again, you know, jump out and let us know that you're doing your 90 days, you're doing your Lunch and Learn. Then two things happen. We support you, we celebrate you, and we encourage you, right?
Yes.
Don't rein in a secret.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you for being on the call. Hey, Crystal. Here we go. Hey, Crystal, can you hear me?
Hello, that might be my wife's name. It's like the other gentleman on there. You know, she's the one that bought the phone, pays the bills. How you doing, Drew?
I am good, buddy. How are you?
good. Hey, Drew, and thank you for that teach. Of course, it's very touching, and you can tell you're the real deal. Julie, I just had a question here. I picked my lane. I really, really enjoy and I'm comfortable doing the mastermind topic, teaching and teaching leadership. I come from the maximum impact era, I guess, from John Maxwell. That's where, you know, like yourself, you were the 21 laws. The maximum impact, I listened to those things over and over and over and over, almost memorized them. So
right.
So my question is, on the mastermind groups, I know that on the courses, the ones that are suggested are the core books, you know, the Leadership Gold, Put Yourself to the Dream, Becoming a Person of Influence, 15 Invaluable Laws. But for me, like you're suggesting, is pick something that you're very comfortable and got good product knowledge of. And for me, that's the maximum impact lessons. And when I was doing my Bible life group leader, I did a bunch of those, and they were very, very satisfying, fulfilling. It seems like I was connecting with the group. So is those topics there from the could those be used for a mastermind, or because I know they're just more of a speaking topic. They're very different from, they don't follow each other like a stepping stone, like these books do.
And you're asking about the maximum impact lesson?
Yes, right.
Well, you can't teach those, so you're certified to teach the other books. But I'll tell you this: remember that the idea is John's not trying to make mini Johns.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to have you own this material by bringing you. So I can tell you this, I enjoy teaching masterminds. And my first, the way I started my masterminds is I picked a book that I loved. So I'll give you a very good example. I've enjoyed the 15 Invaluable Laws. I enjoy 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. I enjoy the Put Your Dreams to the Test. I actually Put Your Dreams to Test, and if you just pick that book, you can literally structure a whole 6 months journey with you. Because if you take them through, say you took somebody through the put your dreams to the test, now they figured out their dream, what do you think would be next? You want them to start learning how to grow. You put them on the 15 invaluable laws of growth.
Mm-hmm.
They've suddenly been with you now for almost, assume, 20 weeks, right?
Right, right.
Easily. So you can build a whole, just a whole business and serve and enjoy and empower people just teaching Mastermind.
Absolutely.
And remember that when I pick the book, I don't use John's examples. I use my examples. When I taught you tonight, I used some of this quote.
Right.
I used some of the lessons that I got from Paul. But this is my gathering of points and knowledge and ideas from every other mentor and everything else. And one resonates with me. I use it because then it emphasizes my point. So I know that there's some stuff I've listened to on the Maximum Impact that John used an example. He used a statement or he used a story that I have used in my teaching. So absolutely, you may not teach the maximum things, but you are absolutely open to – I've literally had a full-day training where I probably pick material from about 5 books.
Yes.
I took people from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and I probably picked all the material from 4 or 5 different books. And when you get into mentorship, you have another 4 or 5 that open up to you. Today Matters. I mean, I love, for example, the book, Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn. And I could literally take you from Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn, get over your failure, I can take you to putting your dreams to the test. I can then take you to the 15 invaluable laws. You've been with me now for 9 months.
Wow.
Now, if I can take 100 people through that journey, you'll be all
right. Right, yeah.
And you'll have fun every night teaching.
Yeah, I hear you. And, you know, these core lessons, they have just a lot more substance and they follow each other, like you're saying, and you keep the group growing from book to book.
Absolutely. And you take the story, and, you know, one of the things I've done is I take a book, I read it, I understand it, I take the coaching money, I take the coaching, I take the facilitator's guide, and I create it. I use all that to raise questions, to answer questions. But first and foremost, I always teach from a book that I'm enjoying, that I love, that I can find stories. I mean, I can teach you, put your dreams to the test backwards, back and forth, because guess what? My life is putting my dreams to the test.
Right.
I can give you examples. I can use my journey. So all those things, and everybody has one of those. So it's easy for me to take you there. And if I've done a good job, it's easy for me to, you know, like Paul's taught us at week 5, week 6, I'll sow in seeds of recognition and tell you, hey, you know, by the way, in my other course, I teach XYZ. By the time we get done with this, they'll be asking you, hey, what's next?
Yeah.
So your job is to get as many people into the pipeline, get good at delivering, start with the book that you love most, and don't get caught up in the fact. I tell you, I'm typically 1 or 2 chapters ahead of them. I teach them this week. I go home and I work very hard on that other chapter. I come back. So you don't have, you know, a lot of people say, I got to figure the whole book out and then I've got to have everything out before I teach. No, that's not the case. You are 2 chapters ahead. You are ready to do a mastermind.
Okay, good, yeah.
And masterminds are absolutely, I mean, masterminds is what created the John Maxwell team. Paul and Chris and Scott say why in Paul McNally's mastermind. That's how they met.
Yeah.
So it's fun. I love masterminds. I enjoy masterminds. It's an opportunity for you. You practice your speaking. You practice your coaching to a certain degree. You practice your listening. I love it.
Well, good. Well, me too. And that's the lane I want to do and get good at, like you say, and pick a book and just take them, like you say, 9 months to a year from book to book.
Yep. There you go.
Well, thank you, Jeru. Again, thank you so much for the talk. God bless you.
I, I appreciate you. God bless you, my friend. All right. We are at 9:00. I'll go if you have any questions. I am open to anybody who has not asked any question. You have any question, do not go home if you have any question, any thoughts, any ideas, anything. I am here. And before I do a countdown, I absolutely now. Here's what it is. Perez, did I speak to you? Did we speak, Perez? I know you're on the list. There you go. There you go. No. I know you're fantastic. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you today? Thank you so much for this amazing call today. I really enjoyed every single bit of it. Thank you so
my
much.
My pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm calling from South America, so it's a pleasure to hear your voice and learn from you as well.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you. When did you join the team?
It was a week ago. A week and a half ago. So I'm almost brand new.
Did they tell you when you're brand new, you got to sing when you come on the call?
No.
You're going to have to take your shot at this now.
Okay. So what do you want me to say?
No. How can I help you? Don't worry.
Yes, I have a question because I was looking at the different things from the system, right? So I was listening to the other gentleman, and he was talking about doing the mastermind. So the question is, like you were saying, I can start doing masterminds just by reading two chapters. Is that what you said? Having read the two chapters of the book?
Absolutely. I see. Here's what it is. You're certified to read, to teach certain books on your first level. Now, one of the things that I think that people, you want to first and foremost go in and study, see how the mastermind is done, look through the online university, look through all the material, understand how to do a proper mastermind, understand how to set up a proper mastermind, and then go out there. I honestly believe, with no doubt, that you don't have to be in this game for 91 days to be able to go out and do a mastermind. I think that you want to get out there and practice out there. So do you have a book that you love, that you really have fallen in love with, that you're reading?
Not yet, because I haven't finished them. But I'm doing the 21 Irrefutable Laws, and I really like it so far.
All right. So
but I'm not completed it yet. So
yeah. So remember, the only difference is that that's the only book that you cannot charge.
Okay.
But any other book you can charge. So again, this thing is about getting into the game. I think for me, the quickest way that you learn, the quickest way that you start producing results, is getting out there. And we think that you have to have done that. So read the book, complete the book. Make sure you've done the work required, because again, you want to get out there and do your work with excellence. But you don't have to have been so far deep in this thing. You can read the book, understand it, understand how the masterminds are done, and get started. Get started.
Okay.
And the value of doing that is when you jump onto the call, you keep learning, you are in the process. Because
And the other question I have is, for me to get started and on this, right, I have two choices. I can do it online or I can do it offline with people that I can look for to start a mastermind. What would you recommend me to do it, you know, live, not virtual? People to reach out, what would you suggest me to do?
Well, I think the thing for me, there is something that you're going to learn here that we've learned. And there's a difference between spear fishing and net fishing. And the difference is net fishing is, you know, we get up there and we go onto Facebook and say, hey, I'm doing this mastermind. All you guys come, you never get anybody.
Right.
But the only way to do it is then it's a waste of time. But spear fishing is me taking, you know, and I always share this with my 90 days. I say, and my question to you, how many email addresses do you have?
A lot.
Okay. So that means you've got a lot of people there, right?
You've
got Facebook. Mm-hmm. You've got a phone.
Yes.
You've got LinkedIn. You've got all these places. So in essence, what you're saying is you're looking for 12 people who will say yes.
Okay.
Got it. So you go take out, okay. What I did is I printed all those email lists and I put them out in a binder, and I took those guys and I started crossing out. And I realized I needed to speak to at least 36 people for 12 people to say yes.
Okay.
And I started targeting those 12 people. And then you've got to go and find something that works for you. So where would they meet? You need them, you know, what days work. So you identify that. They're going to meet every Friday or every Thursday evening between 5 and 6:30. You don't do it in a noisy place or in a restaurant where everybody's getting distracted. I've done masterminds. I've worked with people who, their boardroom is not in use and we can use it before they close. I've done it at the library. I've literally, had one of those offices where you rent by the hour, and I teached for that 90 minutes.
Okay. And your initial offer would be that you're going to teach something about some of the principles of John Maxwell, or did you have a different pitch?
From the book. That's part of it. So that's what I'm saying. You want to look at, if you're going to teach the 21 irrefutable laws, you want to take and study and look at all the material. There is marketing material that is already online. There is brochures that is online. There is a facilitator's guide, a participant's guide. So I determine, I'm going to teach you the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership. I'm, impacting leaders. If that's my group, I want to teach them these laws that will help them lead better. And we will do two laws every week. So we will be there for 10 weeks. And part of my offer to you is every time, you've got to buy the book, I'll give you a participant guide. I email it to them and they print it and they come to the table, they come to the meeting with it. And we've studied. So again, in that I take all the material that is provided for me and I look at what it is that I want to teach them. You may not be teaching a whole chapter. What is the key important aspects on that chapter, the lessons that you want to teach them, and I teach them for 45 minutes, and then I open for Q&A.
Excellent. All right.
It's very simple.
Thank you.
And very enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm so much clearer now, so thank you for that.
My pleasure. Thank you in a 90-day group?
Yes, I am.
Make sure you jump in there.
We're doing the
United
Day. Yeah, I just jumped there, and I'm doing the 90 days with, I forgot his name, but let's see, two guys. They're amazing. I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember their names.
That's no problem. That's good. No problem. So, but have fun, and don't get stuck. If you have any questions, reach out to any of us. Jump in there, ask online. Ask for 90 days, jump on the mentor calls, post it out there. If there's any way that I can support you, do not hesitate.
All right. And the other question I do have, and I appreciate your time, is you mentioned about three things to do. It was A, taking action, C, for change immediately, and what was the last letter for that?
T, teach.
You mentioned three things.
So A-C-T.
Okay, and teach. Okay,
action,
got it.
Change, and teach.
A-C-T.
Right. Yes.
Excellent. Yes. Teach. Excellent. And the other thing is you mentioned also a page number on intentional living. What page number was that?
And you will see that they actually just posted it on the website. It is, and I'll tell you this right now, it was intentional living and it was page, it was intentional living chapter 9, page 217. And there is, you just posted it. Yep.
Excellent, 217. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help. And
thank you.
Your story was amazing. And congratulations on getting married.
I thank you very much. And I get to see you in August, right?
Yes, you do. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Appreciate you. Thank you, brother.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Take care.
Bye. And right. Hello? Okay.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing? We spoke on Saturday.
We did?
This is Renee from Florida.
Hey, Renee.
How are you doing?
From Bob Kittredge's class, right? Bob Kittredge,
yes.
And Nancy Kittredge. Yes, yes, yes. That
correct.
Was a good call. You guys are such a lively team, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, I really appreciate all of what you contributed tonight and also on Saturday. I've been thinking a lot about what you said, so I appreciate it. I do have a question for you that actually
sure.
just came up today. And,
sure.
you know, I started reflecting back on something that was spoken to us at the live event in March was if someone asks you, even if you're not ready to do it, you just say yes. And I actually today got approached. I work in youth ministry and also in a lot of coaching education for youth coaches. And I got offered an opportunity. Someone asked me to kind of mentor a young child who's second, third grade and an athlete. That was the connection to them as well, and they also involved in the church that I'm involved in. So anyways, asked to mentor her kind of in a coaching perspective. And I'm just wondering if you have ideas for, you know, I have sometimes you learn and sometimes you win, sometimes you learn for the youth. And I just got registered with the Youth Plus this past week. Haven't even had time to go through all of the curriculum.
Sure.
But is that kind of the route I should kind of go? What I've gathered is she's really dealing with some self-confidence issues and just, you know, belief issues and stuff like that. So I just wondered, especially that young, kind of in a, I don't know if the right term is mentoring and coaching, but someone, the parents have just kind of felt like they don't know where to go, and so have approached me to do that. Wondered any kind of words of wisdom you have. I just said yes, even though I didn't know what I was doing and getting in. So,
yeah, well, that's the deal. That's the deal. You always say yes, and then you can deal with it later. So. I think the Youth Plus deals with, there's going to be a lot of that on self-confidence, on suddenly bullying, on failure, and all that is combined there. So I think you're taking the right step in terms of finding material that can connect with her at that age, but also help you to take her through the journey, through her growth journey. So I think you've made the right choice. I think Youth Plus is going to be an absolute value add for you.
Okay. And
yeah.
Is there anything else besides the Youth Plus that's kind of out there and besides sometimes you win, sometimes you learn for that young of an age group? Is there anything else that you know of?
Nothing I can think of. I think those would be those are the two that I think of.
Okay.
And I think the Youth Plus now has really been up-leveled to really, it's amazing. It's just beautiful material. So I think if you jump into that, you should be able to find something. And you know, if not, then, you know, jump onto the call back again and see what somebody else would recommend. But I think Youth Plus should be your way forward. And again, before you go looking for something else, explore what you got.
Okay. All right, well, thank you. I literally said yes, and my next thought was, thank God it's Tuesday, so I can talk with you guys tonight. So, thank you so much for all of your help, and I am actually doing my first mastermind starting a week from now. So,
fantastic. I love it. I love it.
Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Renee. Appreciate you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. How are
How
you
are
today?
You? I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to tell you that tonight was awesome, just like everyone else has been saying. It's been a very great call. And go ahead and get your congratulations on your new wedding, marriage, and all of that wonderful life ahead of you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I actually just completed my 90-day success roadmap, so I'm very excited about that. And just like you've been telling everybody, you have to just jump out there and just do everything and take that initial step. So do it afraid, you know, just do it and follow whatever, you know, if you're not in a program, I know it's so important to do that because there's no way I would have been able to survive if I had not got in that 90-day program and you know, to help have me to, you know, walk that path, because it's so much out there that the tools that we have that can overwhelm you. But when you get in there, it's very focused and you can stay consistent in doing whatever you need to do and just apply, take action like you were saying tonight. But yeah. I did want to say, too, that when I joined the Joy Maxwell team, I joined because I wanted to go into the speaker training lane, because that's something that I was already currently doing. And okay. with doing mastermind, which I started doing my mastermind virtually because I'm still working a full-time job, and this is going to be a business for me. So eventually I will, you know, do my speaker business full-time. But in the meantime, so I'm still working. So I'm doing it virtual because it's actually been more of a convenient thing, because I have a daughter, I have a, you know, I'm married, and so just trying to get my schedule to where I can sure. actually start going to do the face-to-face.
Sure.
So one of the things that came up out of doing mastermind, even though it's virtual, is coaching. So okay. now I'm asked to, you know, if I would do a coaching session, because when you're going through the 90-day program, you do the, we did a journey into your future, history of your future.
History of future.
And that was like, yes, and that was so awesome. And yeah. it actually got me a coaching client out of that. I'm going to actually do my first coaching client on this Friday. And so I still want to stay in my speaker lane, because I heard you talk about choosing, because that is a lane that this is something that's come about, and I felt comfortable doing it. You know, I didn't feel like it's something that I should say no to, because, you know, you try everything. But I still want to, how do I continue to do what I want to do, is even as far as speaking, because I don't think coaching is not going to be something that I would do. But I know that I think it's just because I enjoy helping people so much that I still get the reward when I coach them, because I feel like I've assisted them with whatever their needs were, where, you know, reaching their goals or their potential. But when I'm speaking, it's like I feel this, you know, you just feel this, I don't know, I can't even explain it. You know, I just
feel
like that's
my comfort. I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
You just get this overwhelming burst of stuff that goes
yep.
through you, sparking. And so I don't believe I'll ever let that go, because I know that that's a call for me. So how do I continue to maneuver in that? Is it continue to stay and continue to do masterminds? You know, how do you set up a speaking engagement? Like, what would be your advice to me to still continue to keep that momentum going in my passion, while I still assist people with coaching and whatever it is that I need to, because if it's going to help them, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I get your question, but here's what you've got to realize also, and this was my I absolutely, and I think, you know, everybody else is wired differently. There are people who love coaching and will never speak. And there are
okay.
people who have transitioned, and you know, a very good example, Paul started as a speaker. Paul is probably more of a trainer now, and he speaks, but he's probably more of a mindset trainer and all that. I went through the coaching, and I'll be honest with you, I love coaching, and I did the coaching. And even now when I'm learning from Christian, is because I want to understand the language, and even in the process of doing coaching, I'm getting coached doing that. But I'll be honest with you, I'm not wired to sit on the phone and ask you how you're feeling. I'm not wired, and there are people who, and I appreciate that, there are people who their greatest and their highest sweet spot is taking people through that journey of discovery. I want to work with you after you've been with a coach. So that is just my lane. But here's what I did. I wasted so much time that I could have focused on my speaking and gotten good at it and built I found out and worked at how do I quickly build a business that is sustainable for me. And, you know, guess what? That's where leadership comes in. Then you start building relationships with people where your strength is speaking, my strength is coaching. We come together and you do the coaching and I do the speaking. I stay in my lane.
Right.
If you look at the way that JMT is structured, Paul can coach you, but he stays in his lane. Christian is a good speaker. He stays in his lane. And the pastor can coach you, can speak to you, but he stays in his lane. And in the top, in the value of them staying in their lane, Melissa is a good speaker. She's a good coach. Scott Fay can speak, can coach. But he's found his way, and suddenly they've made a beautiful cake. They've brought their strength, and it's made this thing bigger, better, more valuable. So, you know, I know that I made some of those initial decisions because I was coming from scarcity. I was broken. I could do very well with somebody who's paying me $300 every month, and it's fine. I have no problem with that. But at some point in time, I was mismatched.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we would go through the coaching lesson, and by the time he was done, I needed coaching too.
I understand.
So again, I think part of this fear of us not jumping or going, it's because we haven't taken the time to think through our journey. I mean, there's so much you can build around speaking. You can, that will allow you to continuously speak, allow you to continuously develop yourself as a speaker through the masterminds, through the lunch and learns, and you can actually build a successful business lane. Now, out of that area, there are going to be people who are going to say, I need coaching. I now know, for example, I have a friend who's a gym tier, who's an amazing coach. I don't do the coaching. You can't. I'll send them to him.
Right.
I'll send them to him. I know he has the same value. He's learning from the same people. I know he's well-trained. He knows about coaching. And I tell you this, he will do that all day, all week, year long. I barely make it through 2 hours. Now, I can talk to you guys until tomorrow afternoon. I love it.
Right. Right.
So, explore. Be willing.
You help.
Be willing.
You help me. Go ahead.
Okay. Just, I to me that, and I'm, you know, I'm sure maybe the mentors would, I'm not sure, but I can tell you this, for me, that was a big time waster for me. Because and this is what it is. This is very interesting. One of my greatest indicators is I listen to my mentors, and I can tell you the number of times they've stopped me and said, this is working for you. I think you're good at this. And when the public and the people around me that I value are telling me what I am good at, and because of my own scarcity conversation, I go and I do the other thing. Guess what? While I'm doing that thing that I don't like, I lost time in developing that which gives me great joy, that already when I get onto the stage, I'm a 7. If the highest was a 10, I get onto the game and I'm already a 6, which means that if I work hard, it's easier for me to get to a 10. But I'm going to work in a place where I'm a 2. Do you know how long it's even going to get me to get to a 6?
Long time.
And then a year is gone, and another year is gone, and then you woke up and you seem, oh, I'm frustrated, Jane, she's not working. It's not working because you're not working it right.
You're right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Have an
awesome day.
All right, and you too. Thank you. Lucy.
Yeah.
Hey, Lucy. Hello?
There we go. Hey, Lucy. Hello? Hello? All right. I think everybody on the line now has been. I'm going to try this one last time. The last caller. Can you hear me, Lucy? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 10:20. We have been at this thing for 2 hours and 20 minutes. If you are still on, you have a question, I will answer you. I do not go home with any question or anything that I can answer, any way that I can add value to you. You are certainly welcome. And can you hear me, Lucy? Okay, I don't know what's happening here. For some reason, I keep seeing you popping up. There you go. How are you?
Can you hear me?
I finally can hear you.
Oh, good evening. How are you?
I am very, very well, thank you. How are you?
I am very blessed. I missed the presentation, but I was present on the queue on the questions.
Okay.
And that it has blessed me quite a bit. And there was a lot of talk about Kenya, and I was curious, are you from Kenya?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I was born in Nairobi.
Well, I am too.
well, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. And
GNT has made the world very small.
A very big spot indeed. And yeah. I am very happy to know that. But wanted to acknowledge that, to acknowledge you, and I loved everything everybody had to say, and I'll be getting back on the call another time. God bless you.
Fantastic. Thank you very, very much. Welcome to the team, and it's an absolute pleasure to meet you. I look forward to seeing you in August.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys, 10:22, going once, going twice. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute honor. It's been a privilege, a pleasure to have shared the last hour and almost an hour and a half with all of, two and a half hours. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so excited for each one of you. You guys are rocking it. It's a pleasure. Welcome to JMT for those who are new, those who have been around. It's an absolute honor. Keep plowing, keep learning, keep growing. Blessings and have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And I look forward to connecting with you guys on the page, connecting with you on Facebook. Take care. Thank you.